And there is a story in hadith, narrated in hadith, that one sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to come to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the way, he found on a tree there was a big nest, and beautiful child of the bird were there. They were so beautiful color that he liked them. Their mother, she went away to take something to eat. So that sahabi radiallahu ta'ala now, he took these small baby birds in his hand and then walked along. After some time, the mother came back and she found the nest was empty. Now she started searching for the baby. After a few minutes, she came to know that this person has caught the baby. Now she kept on flying on his head, and at the same time she was just giving some sound, some noise, as if she was speaking to this person. But when the person could not understand the language of this word, so this mother, she just came down and sat down on the shoulder of the sahabi, and the sahabi caught the mother as well. Now he brought these birds to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed him, and then asked him that what I have to do. This was a very beautiful characteristics of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that if they used to come across with something new, they used to present it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask what is halal and what is haram. So when he narrated the whole story, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him that you can understand how much this mother loves the children. When you take them away, took them away, then the mother wanted you to release these children. And she was saying, don't keep me away from my child. But you could not understand. And then this small bird, mother, she decided that I can give my life, so let me sit on the shoulder, he will catch me, but in other words, I will get the proximity of my children. So look at this, how much a mom can love the children. And human being is human being. There was an earthquake in China few years back, and lot of people, they died in that. In one building, a mom was having a small baby in her lap and feeding the baby, and the whole house fell down on the earth. She was just sitting in a corner, and the concrete slab fell down in such a way, but she was okay, but she was blocked. Tons of material fell down on her. She knew that I cannot go out. There is no way. Everything is blocked. But then she was waiting that maybe someone can make a path and I will be able to go out. After 4 or 5 days, she was taken out. She was still alive but in unconscious state. And the son was in the same condition. They were took to the excessive care ward in the hospital, and they became good after 2 or 3 days. Then the mother was asked, what happened to you? She narrated whatever she saw, she observed. Then the physician asked the question, why all the tips of your fingers are wounded? All the 10 fingers of your hands, both hands are wounded. She said that when I was blocked, I fed my son with my milk, but on the second day, because I was not eating and drinking anything, so there was no milk in my chest. So then I could not understand what to do. I used to give my finger in the mouth of my child. He tried to suck it, But as the stomach was empty, again he used to cry. I used to give my tongue in his mouth, but again he used to cry. I could not understand what to do, how to stop my baby from crying. I was helpless. Then a thought came in my mind, and then with my own teeth, I gave a big cut on my finger, and when the blood started coming out, I just put my finger in the mouth of my baby. He started sucking my blood. And for a few moments, he kept quiet. So then it was my routine. Every day I used to cut my finger and feed my son with my blood until I became unconscious and my baby became unconscious. Now you people took me out and now I am fine. People were amazed that how much a mom can go in the love of the baby, that if she feels that the baby will survive, if he will suck blood from the body of the mom, she is prepared to do that. That's why in Islam, there is a big status of mom. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا The children have been advised that they should behave in a best way to the parents. They should make khidmat of them. They have such a status in Islam that if any of the child looks toward the face of the mom with gratitude, then with every glance he is going to get the reward of a Hajj or Umrah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.